morning, Power Hour Nation. It's a great day to be alive and so great to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. Often imitated, never duplicated. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Great specials over at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829 to talk to Jay over there and get your orders in. Thank you so much for your support. Just a little FYI, today, the 31st, is Joyce Riley's birthday. So happy birthday, Joyce. Got an email a little bit ago. I can't remember if I addressed the email directly, but I'll address it on air. And one of our commercials is about the Power Mall. When one door closes, another door opens. And it kind of struck the person a little wrong who wrote the email that, you know, we never close a door on Joyce. No question. Believe me, we close the door on that Power Mall. That's what that commercial is about, and dealing with that and whatever. So, no, Joyce is always a big part of what we do here, and it's a big part of the motivation, you know, to continue her legacy. And we, as good as we can, we try to be ourselves and try to live up to her standards. So that's why we're here. Happy birthday, Joyce. Happy birthday, Joyce. Happy birthday. And everybody, well, maybe we'll get in one of her favorite songs or something a little later. Great broadcast. Glenn Parnum, Super Silver. Super Silver's on sale this week over the Power Mall. That's one of those things you just have to have in your pantry. You
know, have to.
It's,
I swear by it.
Has even been shown to be effective against Ebola in Africa. And you've had the couple one doctor was on talking about that. And then, of course, Glenn, maybe we'll ask Glenn today about that. Remind me of that, Kev. I'll ask Glenn about Ebola. But he's not the only one that said that. And a lot of the trials, they get shut down. Because they're effective.
When they find it work, all of a sudden, all right, everybody out.
Yeah, it's like the ozone with the AIDS in the early 90s and the CDC.
Yeah.
Last you heard of it. I've told that story several times. Right. But Daniel Estlin, Daniel Estlin Day. Going to have him on, talk a variety of subjects. What in the world's going on with Iran? Why is nothing happening with this border? Mueller, is a tide turn between the liberal banking establishment? Is this the nail in the coffin, this charade of Mueller testimony? Is this kind of their last nail? Are they on the downslope? I don't know. We're always excited to have Daniel on. Great. Yeah. We'll do the news first, Uncle Kevin.
I want to ask him about that. I heard there's a $100 million hit out on Epstein.
$100 million?
$100 million.
Wow.
For wanting him dead.
And they have him in the cell with somebody else. Are you crazy? This is ludicrous.
Yeah.
He needs to be in a padded room. No shoelaces, with, you know, four cameras on him at all times, you know, on different systems, battery backup, two independent guards all the time.
And in a straitjacket.
Yeah, in a straitjacket.
So he can't harm, poke his eyes out.
Some crazy thing. Let's get to some news, and then we'll have our great guest. Thank you for joining us. U.S. plans to build additional military infrastructure in Australia. I guess we don't have enough bases over the world.
Ex-NATO, get rid of that. I don't like that.
That story, just move on?
No, I'm telling Trump that. Trump, if you listen.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's listening.
He might be.
You never know. North Korea fires more missiles.
I don't get that whatsoever.
I don't know what's
going on. I don't know if they're the banned ones that they're not supposed to fire. I know they're allowed to fire the smaller ones. So I don't know if it's the smaller ones or the ICBM long-distance ones.
JCS in Seoul said that North Korea had fired ballistic missiles, flew about 155 miles.
I think that they can fire them. It's their long one that...
I don't does South Korea test missiles as many times as North Korea does?
Every country does.
So it just becomes news because it's North Korea they're trying to.
Right.
All right.
So 150 miles, that's nothing. You know, they were getting worried with the ones that were flying over Japan.
Steve Bannon, the Brexit turmoil is only just the beginning. The beginning of what? What's Steve Bannon got to do with anything? Steve Bannon, Donald Trump's former chief strategist, tells the BBC he expects Boris Johnson to deliver a no-deal hard exit from the European Union. The British people have not seen, I don't think, even the beginning of the turmoil.
Yeah.
The turmoil. Why is this so much turmoil? I don't quite get it.
It's going to be turmoil for the EU.
Well, that's okay. But why is this so catastrophic for Britain? Is the rest of the EU going to not deal with them now? They want to trade. They want to be able to travel. They have to be able to deal with them.
Right. Have to be able to deal with them. Have to.
I
think poor old good old Donnie's just dying to start unilaterally trade
with Britain.
With Britain, he's opened the floodgates.
Well, the British pound, the sterling, is falling like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said yesterday, if you want to go visit England,
now's
the time. Your dollar will go a little further,
significantly further.
Mm-hmm. New York Fire Commissioners. This is a very, very important story. The fact that you don't hear this on quote-unquote mainstream media, which isn't mainstream anymore, and this only proves it, on corporate media.
Lamestream
media, as Dave Janda says. I like that, yeah. Lamestream media.
Good.
This is the first governmental body in America who is calling for this. What do you think they're calling for?
Get rid of the rats.
In Baltimore. New York Fire Commissioners, quote, overwhelming evidence that pre-planted explosive caused the destruction of the three World Trade Center buildings.
Ooh,
and, quote,
big.
New York Area Fire Commissioners make history calling for new 9/11 investigation. They started off by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. 10 minutes later, they're reading the text of a resolution claiming the existence of overwhelming evidence of this. And so it was about a week ago, nearly 18 years after the horrific, only 18 years.
Yeah, well, at least it's coming out. You just read that, that sends shivers down my spine.
After the horrific attacks that traumatized a nation, changed the world forever, the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District, which oversees a volunteer fire department serving a hamlet of 30,000 residents just outside of Queens, became the first legislative body in the country to officially support a new investigation into the events of 9/11/2001.
Awesome. I support that 100%.
It was unanimously approved by the five commissioners. And this is big. It may be end up being symbolic more than anything in the scheme of things, but this is hopefully the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at this at all, the official story of 9/11. So how many years after Kennedy was killed did we, I mean, Garrison did a lot, but the public consciousness, the idea that 9/11, they're lying to us, is in the public consciousness, ladies and gentlemen. And it was probably 5 years after. Probably 5 years after 9/11, Stephen Jones, his research, Richard Gage, many people, it got into the public consciousness. Now, 18 years later, is it past that tipping point?
They might think that. The powers that be might think that. That's why that's coming out.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
This story makes me want, I mean, these churches, you better be careful about what church you go to and what they're teaching and supporting. Christian group warns against rise of Christian nationalism. A group, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, steer clear of that place.
A group formed by Christian leaders is warning against the rise of Christian nationalism, saying the merging of Christian and American identities poses a threat to U.S. democracy and religious communities.
They were hand in hand since the revolution.
Are you kidding me? Before the revolution.
Yeah, before the revolution.
So being identified, having America being identified with Christian community and Christian ideals is hurting our U.S. democracy. You're 100% right. It threatens the U.S. democracy.
That's right.
You're 100% right.
That's correct.
We don't have a democracy, Mr. Who is this that said this? Now, this is a big group of people who said this. This isn't just like one little Christians against Christian nationalism. You think they're getting George Soros money somewhere?
Of course they are. They wouldn't say a word unless they're getting paid.
Whether we worship at a church, mosque, synagogue, or temple, America has no second-class faith. All are equal under the U.S. Constitution. Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Not true. One, you can listen to all their speeches and their idea of teaching morality, and it became basically what are the common beliefs of all the Christian religions. That's what's going to be taught in school. This is virtually all the founding fathers, major founding fathers. This is what they said, and they came. The book 5,000 Year Leap by Cleon Scows and Joel's uncle.
That's right.
Details this implicitly. This is beyond even talking about. It's so clear. What bothered me, it says all are equal under the U.S. Constitution. No, the Muslim religion is not equal under the Constitution because they believe in Sharia law.
That's right. It's antithetical to the
Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, what have you. It's not equal under the U.S. You can practice it.
Right. You're free to practice.
If they mean that. But as far as it being equal under the law, no, the beliefs of the Sharia law are not protected under the Constitution. Not at all.
No, that's, you know, you try to enact Sharia law, I think that's treason.
Well, there's a lot of treasons.
It's
borderline something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything, Smedley Butler, there's only two things worth fighting for. The Bill of Rights
and your home, your family,
your country, I get your borders, all these things. 10-year-old boy charged with assault for hitting classmate in the head while playing dodgeball.
Oh, Lord. That was my favorite.
Love dodgeball.
Game.
Love dodgeball.
From what, first grade to seventh grade or whatever we played it.
Loved dodgeball.
It.
I had a good arm. I could really win the ball.
Yeah, and it was nothing better than hitting somebody right in the puss.
And watch them, their heads snap back on the ground.
Exactly. It taught us both boys about testosterone.
About survival of the fittest.
Yeah, who had it, who didn't. We knew who was weak. Just by a hearty game of dodgeball. We knew everything about everybody.
Yeah, there goes Clarence again. Clarence is going down first. Clarence is going down. A Michigan elementary school student was charged with aggravated assault for hitting a classmate in the head with a ball during a game of dodgeball. Now, I read this whole article, and many, you know, God, the people who write these articles, they just don't ask basic questions. It's like, well, what did they do? Did they hold the kid down and then hit him? Were they
blindside him?
Or what? Yeah. I mean, one, this is a 10-year-old kid. This is ridiculous. The other part of this that's not quite apparent is apparently the boy who was injured is susceptible to head trauma. He's got some kind of, it doesn't even say, he's got some kind of, disease or
something. What the hell is he playing in the game for?
Why is he playing dodgeball?
Yeah.
Simple. And the mother's blaming the school. You're the one. Did you not tell them that Timmy can't play dodgeball because he got a black eye and somehow, you know, I don't know all the things that there's a lot of details out of this story, but I don't really care what it is. You're arresting a 10-year-old. You shouldn't arrest a 10-year-old for anything but shooting somebody with a gun, I guess. I mean, you're not even arresting him. You're just holding him for a minute. You don't arrest 10-year-olds. John Ratcliffe says A.G. William Barr will deliver justice to any Obama officials who committed crimes. I'm tired of hearing that promise.
Well, he just got in, so, you know.
Well, I know. How many years have we been talking about that? Has anybody been indicted? Anybody?
Nope.
Except Michael Flynn,
Roger
Stone,
the good guys.
Jerome Corsi.
Yeah, the good guys.
George Papadopoulos. We've had Papadopoulos and Corsi on the show.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I like him.
I love Papadopoulos. Mm-hmm. I like Corsi, too.
Yep.
I love Corsi. But, has anybody been indicted? Except anybody. Anybody Clinton. I mean, they can't. All that Haiti money, all that Puerto Rico money, all the Clinton Foundation money. You know, Trump brings up all this and all the Epstein. Epstein's been arrested. I will say that. Epstein has been arrested.
Yeah, maybe it's the beginning.
Beginning. It's been three friggin' years. What was it? 2000? Yeah, it's 2000. November, it'll be 3 years.
The wheels of justice turn slowly.
Not to get Michael Flynn.
That's true.
California governor signs bill requiring Trump to release tax returns. White House vows legal fine. California is saying for Trump to be on the ballot, he has to release his this will go nowhere.
Nowhere.
They will. This is so unconstitutional.
Yep.
You do not have to give up your life to run for office.
That might be good if we're close to arresting everybody. Put him in the paddy wagon, too.
The governor of California.
Yeah.
Trump administration is drafting a plan to allow U.S. consumers to import drugs from Canada. This is great.
Oh,
news.
I love that.
Listen, why are we paying double, triple some of the other countries?
We thank George Bush for that.
In what way? Go ahead. Explain that.
Well, we had the biggest... Americans had the biggest buying power for buying drugs around the world, and then George W. Bush said, no. You're going to pay retail. The United States is going to pay retail for all their drugs instead of getting a huge discount, buy them wholesale.
Trump's ministry, that story. Let's do it again. This is 3 years. Trump better in this next year.
Yeah,
he better do two or three major things.
He's not
things.
Only gone, he's going to jail if he doesn't clean
up. Nah, he'll pardon. He better pardon himself before he leaves office.
Yeah.
He better. You never know what. He better pardon. Mm-hmm. He better have a stack of papers. And his last week, that's all he should do is pardon people.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Garlic Festival shooting took place where? In a gun-free zone.
That's right.
Another gun-free zone. Could have been stopped by citizens, but they were all disarmed. CNN was questioning some of the people there, and you could see the lady asking the questions. I can't remember the guy's name, but he goes, I was right there. I had my kids with him. If I had a gun, I think I could have took it. I could have stopped this.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have stopped this right at the beginning.
And is he a Manchurian candidate? 2004.
Oh, good.
Good movie.
Watch Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington.
Watch
A Clockwork Orange and Conspiracy Theory, and you'll see how they take people and manipulate them
and
break their psyche.
Excellent movies on all three.
This isn't a gun issue. It's a Second Amendment issue. Brendan Gorsch, that's the guy's name, said he could have stopped the shooter cold if only he was armed. I was close enough, I could have ran over him. If I didn't have my daughters, I probably would have. If I had a gun, I probably would have ended it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was close enough. And the lady had this bug-eyed look on her face. Have you seen it?
It's no, kind of
like,
I have
she's
not.
Like, yeah.
Surprised she reported it.
Well, it was live.
Oh, it was a live?
They were trying to drum up. Yeah.
The producer's cut.
Yeah, she's hearing in her ear. Cut! Latest U.S.-China trade talks called constructive by both sides. What does this mean? China's only going to do what they're forced to do. Literally.
Right.
They're going to lie. They're going to lie. They're going to lie.
I told you their banks seized up last week.
They're what?
I told you their banks seized up last week.
The banks where?
In China.
The banks, you didn't tell me?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I didn't. I don't remember this. Well, tell me more. What do you mean seized up?
Because of the tariffs and we're not buying their goods.
Oh, and not enough money flow.
Yeah.
Not enough capital flow.
Mm-hmm.
A-listers flock to Google Summit in private jets, mega yachts to talk climate change. Let's fly our private jet.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk climate. The world's rich and famous have flocked to a posh Italian resort to talk about saving Mother Earth. Yes, I'm sure that's what it's all about. I'm just so sure that they're just so concerned about the polar bear.
And the world is getting greener.
President Barack Obama, Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Katy Perry. There you go. There's a group that you want solving the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to this place. The 3 day... Everything is about global warming. That is the major topic this year, a source told The Post. And then to come up with these, Google Camp is meant to be a place where influential people get together to discuss how to make the world better, how to enact their plans. You see how Google's at the heart of all this?
Mm-hmm.
Who is backing all the framework for the Chinese social credit score?
Google.
Google is. That's
yeah.
right. Who's censoring? Who's the main one? The main one, anyway. Who's the main one in America that's censoring all the memes, all the talk, all the conservative voices, who's canceling our YouTube channel? Who is it?
Google.
It's Google. Amazon and Google use secret police deals and freebies to spy on everyone. Another article to go with our great technical what do you call them, technocrats at Google and Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They're so loving. They want to help make the world a better place. Better place for them, for robots, maybe.
They come to Congress and lie through their teeth.
And Trump does nothing.
And
Trump does, and the administration does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is an article that Barr is looking into antitrust.
Mm-hmm.
There is an article there, but we've heard this before.
Yeah, they better. He ain't got a second chance if they don't do that.
Saline energy solution. Salt water and rust can generate electricity is stunning. Okay, great. They'll do it.
Got to get James McKenney there, see how viable it is.
Well, you know.
Because if it has, the government has to do it, they'll throw gajillion dollars into a project that.
A boondoggle.
A boondoggle.
Well, just the fact, James McKenney, this situation that the wing generator, it's working.
I like it.
And just the fact that people are not flocking to him, governments are not flocking to him, mm-hmm. what does that tell you? Bubonic plague in Los Angeles, Is California on the verge of becoming a third world state? I don't know if it'll be a third world state. It's going to be maybe a
cities.
Natural. Yeah, these cities may be a very hazardous place.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there if you paid me.
I told you about my friend who's going to visit her sister.
Lord, he better have a hazmat suit to... walk through there down the street, or have a six pack of colloidal silver.
Spray it. And she goes to check out the plane.
Yeah.
What's this? You got a 16-ounce of this super silver. I can't let you through, sir. I can't get on the plane unless I'm going to L.A.
Yeah.
You're right, ma'am. Here you go. You go right on through.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
Antibiotic-resistant bacteria found in imported shrimp. Wow. There's bacteria and things everywhere.
Everywhere.
Flesh-eating bacteria attacks those with excessive iron. Wow. Can be caused by several different organisms. In cases where the infection is contracted through contact with seawater, the culprit is typically Vibrio fulminificus, a particularly dangerous species that occurs naturally in warm seawater. Having liver disease increases your risk of infection by 800%. Having diabetes also. I don't know. It's a crazy world, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful, be prepared, and you better have some super silver in your pantry.
I got it in there every day, every morning I do it.
Drug-resistant superbug spreading in Europe's hospitals. Not only American hospitals.
Yeah, and when those antibiotics that don't work anymore, what do they do to them to help make them work? They put silver in them.
Avocado seeds contain compounds that reduce inflammation. That's very interesting. Great news. Glenn Parnham on the other side, we're going to ask about some of these stories. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a mad world. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I loved it.
PowerHour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Oh, I love this song. This is one of Joyce's favorites. Happy birthday, Joyce. It's time for us to do absolutely. If not now, then when? You know, you want to see the cause of the problem and the solution to the problem, go look in the mirror. The divinity is inside you, ladies and gentlemen, and we can do this. ThePowerMall.com, would like to remind you of the specials that we have. Super Silver. Glenn's going to come on and talk about this momentarily. Also, if you've never ordered from us or in a long time, we have a coupon code for you on the website, or call in first 10. Just make sure you let Jay know or put in a checkout online first, the number 10, first 10, and you'll get a discount off your order. We really, we deserve your business. We've stocked up. We've made a real commitment to you guys. So thank you so much for your support, your purchases and donations. Super Silver now on sale. You have to have it. It's just that simple. And like my uncle does, use it on a regular basis. It really keeps you ahead of the game. You know, anytime you feel like a little croak or whatever, you know, you got Oreganol, you got Super Silver, you can just hammer it there. Boom, right there. All the grown by nature products, the magnesium, the potassium, the selenium. Great interview with Jason and Dr. Llewellyn yesterday. I don't know why everybody's not taking the selenium. It's proven that about 50% lowers your risk of death by cancer if you take that selenium, one or two of them a day, depending on your body weight and whatnot. The multivitamin and the vitamin E, the renatured, full-spectrum, real vitamin E that your body can store. Time release, all these other things that become a little bit of a fallacy. Your body can store good, healthy, well-sourced vitamins and nutrients. And that's what the Grown by Nature is. It's the best. Iron Earth is also on sale. Check it out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. If you haven't bought something in a while, why not? We deserve your purchases, and we have things that you need to help and bless your life. This is one of Joyce's biggest legacies is the Power Mall and that idea of bringing these products together. So check it out. Thank you so much for your support. Our next guest is a longtime friend of the show. We always love having him on. He's certainly a firecracker. He's ready to go right from the get-go. He has a degree. Excuse me. He's a clinical researcher with advanced studies in hormone biochemistry and a director of research for international health. It's always a pleasure to have him on. He's going to talk, of course, about Super Silver and what's going on. We're going to learn something from him. Glenn Parnum, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, my brother. And just to let your listeners know, I have three specialties, which is clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases, which is what we're going to talk about today. Been doing this for 30 years. International Health has been in business for 30 years. And as the director of research, it's my job to keep up with what's going on in the world, because to say that this show is going to be politically incorrect, it's going to be an understatement. and if people get offended easily by the truth, probably not the show they want to be listening to anyway, because all the times when Joyce was on, she told the truth, and I'm sure that offended some people. So everything I'm going to say today is going to go against a lot of the medical cartel, what they're telling you, what the controlled media, and there is no, anything that's on TV is now totally controlled, because if Fox News ever was the other side of the story, they've now been purchased by Disney.
By and Disney. That tells you all you need to know.
Well, if people go into the history of Disneyland, it's a pedophile. It has been for decades.
Allegedly, yep. No question.
Yep. So, anyway.
Let's start. Let me frame this. Let me frame this and then get your take on this. This is a very important issue to me, and it really boggles my mind. We have heard stories, WHO, outlets out of Africa, the Congo specifically, that Ebola is at just crazy levels, epidemic levels, thousands of deaths. They really are struggling to get a handle on this. Yet people from the Congo are getting on planes flying all over the world. It boggles my mind. It has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with anything. There is no way on God's green earth I would let anybody come into my country, if I had to say, without thorough evaluation and quarantine. But anyway, that's what's going on. Ebola in Africa, what do we need to know about this? What are we not being told?
Okay. And isn't it amazing, if we go back into history, just a few years, okay, you had another major Ebola breakout, you know, back in the late 2009, 2010, right in that range. Isn't it amazing where all of this stuff really tends to break out in Africa? That's because there is a military-industrial germ warfare laboratory in Africa, just as there is one on Plum Island off the coast of Connecticut. Okay,
Connecticut.
That's where Lyme disease came from. And see, the hardest thing, because I've had a ministry for decades called Biblical Health, used to travel all the time speaking to the most ignorant group of people on planet Earth, called the body of Christ, and my people perish for lack of knowledge. And if I learned anything from all of these seminars I gave, it's very hard for prideful Americans, and this was 20 years ago. Now they've been so dumbed down by fluoride and the chemtrails and the electromagnetic frequencies and stuff, and, there's still a small remnant. I would think that people who listen to your show are in that remnant, okay? But it's very hard for prideful Americans to accept the fact everything we're told, everything we did learn in school. The only thing that's true is 2 + 2 = 4. Everything else has been totally controlled by the satanic deep state. It's now being called the deep state, okay? They want a pandemic. Why would they want that? Look up, your listeners, look up medical martial law and see what happens when they declare that. So here we have all of these Ebola disease-ridden invaders. These aren't people looking for a better life. They're showing up at the southern border. I live in Arizona. I know a lot of law enforcement people because a good friend of mine is in the weapon manufacturing business, so we know a lot of them. And they say, we're not hearing a fraction, but anything along the southern border. How are these invaders getting there with wads of $100 bills? And then they come across, and then they're shipped to every major metropolitan area in the United States. Oh, they wouldn't do that on purpose. Get your head out of the sand or whatever part of the anatomy you got stuck in, and you better realize this is what's going on. So we have not only Ebola, okay, coming across. And, okay, Ebola is a hemorrhagic type fever, meaning it makes you bleed out of every orifice of your body. And it's piggybacking with another hemorrhagic fever, a genetically modified one. They wouldn't do that on purpose, would they? Yes, they would, and yes, they are. But you have, okay, and as dangerous as Ebola is, and we'll talk about the remedies here in a minute, okay, you also have trench foot among the homeless population, which is growing. Incurable, infectious tuberculosis in the illegal alien population, okay? And this article says illegal aliens. They're invaders. They're being brought here on purpose. Bubonic plague, not only in California, in L.A., typhoid, typhus, because of the rat population. It's now in what's called the Four Corners region, which is, Arizona, Arizona and Utah and Colorado or whatever, okay?
New Mexico, yeah.
Unknown diseases, Lyme's disease, the malaria, Lyme's disease. Well, we'll see how far this new Senate investigation where they just opened up and they want a full investigation to the fact that the military-industrial complex released weaponized ticks and fleas between 1950 and 1975. That's where Lyme's disease came from. If anybody thinks that's by accident, they're ignorant, okay? A new Aspergillus mold is closing down hospitals. You heard anything on the controlled media about the entire children's hospital in Seattle being shut down because of this Candida auris that's spreading across the country?
Okay, Glenn, let me pause you here. You've brought up every one of these things you've brought up is a whole 45-minute discussion. Let me go back, ask you a couple specific questions. This is great information, but let's flesh a couple of these things out.
Okay.
The first thing, you brought up medical martial law. Tell us a little, you told us to go back and look at the statute on the books, whatever, what that, tell us, give us an idea, what does that look like? Say there is some type of emergency, what does medical martial law look like, quickly?
Our Constitution is shredded overnight. When they declare, not if it's coming, people, wake up, it's already starting, they're building FEMA camps, medical camps all over the damn country, okay? Medical martial law means the Constitution is suspended and United Nations troops will come. They will confiscate all weapons. They want a civil war, all right? Because with
and when you say they, when you say they, you mean the satanic deep state, the controllers, the ones that are trying to overthrow
deep
countries.
State, okay, we have not had a constitutional republic in this nation for at least 100 years. And I'm so sick of these politicians. Democracy, democracy. If I'm ever in the audience and I hear one of these scumbag lying politicians use the word democracy, I'm going to get up and read them the Riot Act. We were not formed as a democracy. We were formed as a constitutional republic, but they've changed that. And if you say it over and over and over again, the dumbed down American population. So when they declare medical martial law, just imagine the Constitution being put into a shredder and all protections are gone. Home to home research is when it finally gets to that point, because you're going to have major riots and everything else like that. And
okay, follow-up question to that.
Follow-up.
Yeah, that's where exactly where it's going to go. Do you, under that situation, I know our Constitution allows, if there is some sort of epidemic, a real epidemic, it does allow for quarantines. I don't think they have the lawful authority to forcibly vaccinate you. I don't think that at all. But they do have the constitutional authority to mandate some sort of quarantine period. Your read on that?
They have. When you read the laws that are on the books, when medical martial law is declared, force vaccines, home to home. Why did UPS just sign a contract with the medical
great
cartel,
question.
Okay, of delivering vaccines to the home and the Visiting Nurses Association? They're going to come house to house. Vaccines are enough. They've never worked. They don't stop any diseases. It's changing our DNA, because every vaccine, and if anybody wants to argue with me, they can call me at my research office. Every vaccine on the planet has aborted baby cells in it. They're changing our DNA. Okay.
Did you see where in Britain the Muslims are all getting together in mass refusing vaccinations because they have pig derived ingredients in them? Why aren't Christians up in arms about the aborted fetal cells? There's aborted fetal cells in here. Why aren't we screaming about this?
Because we're a bunch of limp-wristed, wimpy. Okay, look at what's happened to our so-called churches. I can hardly stand to watch what's called Christian TV anymore. It's a bunch of blasphemous crap. It's not what God's Word says. Okay, and and there's a few of us like us, like me. Okay, I'll stand up and I'll tell people the truth. And if it offends them, I don't care.
All right,
I'm going to speak the truth in love. But that's exactly what's happening. Here's the God-hating Muslims. Okay, and I just offended more people. The moon-worshipping, God-hating Muslims, okay, who are up in arms about that. And interesting, have we heard anything on the news about half of the population of the pigs in China being dead? No. And with this bubonic plague, here's some interesting information. Okay, as you go back in history, and again, this is all historically proven. You can look it up. During the bubonic plague over in Europe, that wiped out what, a half to two-thirds of Europe? The favorite food back then was what's called pig pie. And it's very interesting. Eating pig of any kind, the dirtiest, filthiest, disease-ridden animal on planet Earth, lowers the immune system, and look what it did to Europe. But gee, what nationality? And this is where the first conspiracy theory came about the Jews. What nationality, when exposed to bubonic plague, didn't get it? The kosher observant Jews, who don't eat pig. And now you have an Ebola pig virus that has wiped out half the pigs in China, which I don't think is a bad thing. I used to live on pork chops and baby back ribs. And this was years ago before I knew it was bad. If you want to build your immune system, which you better start doing, you get pig out of your life, period. Every piece of pork has parasites in it, and just whacks your immune system. You've got to start on the Super Silver, and I'm telling you, I've been in touch with our manufacturers. The price is going up, guaranteed, okay, because there will be a point. Because the men in black, and if you know what I'm talking about, have visited our manufacturers. And they were asking a whole bunch of questions and some very personal questions about some patent stuff. And the owners came down and met with them and say, why are you asking all this? Because they said, when the pandemic breaks out, we will take every ounce of your manufacturing and it will be taken by the government. You won't be able to sell it to the population. And what the Ebola test, you know, this idea, well, silver's never been proven to stop. Please, I've got hundreds of clinical studies proving that nano silver, like your 40 part per million, and your 200 part per million absolutely stop Ebola in its tracks. And this was a study done by the Department of Defense, the USAMRIID, okay? And they wouldn't allow the silver to be shipped into Africa because they don't want to stop it, okay? But one thing they did find, it has to be in your system to work. If you think you're going to wait until you get one of these, you know, Ebolas or hemorrhagic fevers, okay, and then start taking it, it doesn't work. And this isn't about fear. This is about understanding the times and knowing what to do, okay? So the nano silver, the 40 part per million is okay, but get some of the 200 part per million, because when this thing really gets rolling, it's going to be very ugly. The other thing is, what makes the body bleed out? And they don't know the exact reason, but all of the vitamin C is removed out of the body within a few hours. So people need to have a, and this is getting harder and harder, I think you guys have a good one, grown by nature, but it's got to be a certified organic, non-GMO, and not from China, whole food vitamin C. Because if you get it, all of the vitamin C is removed out of your body, and that collapses your entire arterial system, and you bleed out like a stuck pig. So you've got to build the immune system with very strong probiotics.
All right, let me get back in here on this discussion. This is, you're coming across very strong. But, you're in the middle of this, and we get emails or calls sometimes about your approach and how you're doing this, but I have to defend you, and I'm very glad that you're coming on and being so aggressive, because I've been very concerned, and lately I felt very heavy about some of the things that we're seeing. I see inevitable clashes. One of the areas where we're weak is medically, just as Glenn is saying. Two of the products that we have, the oregano products that we have,
yep,
the super silver products that we have, these are, from what I've seen, these are like, you don't have a choice. I mean, you just have to have these in your house. And you said something very interesting that I didn't know, that Ebola, or it works against Ebola much more effectively if it's already in your system. Tell
it
us a little
bit.
How should people, they get a bottle of this super silver, how should they be taking it?
A tablespoon a day, swish it around in the mouth and swallow it, because the nanoparticle will go through the mucosal lining. You can't overdose on it. I mean, we have safety studies. You could drink, a child gets into a 16-ounce bottle, because it tastes like water, and drink the whole thing down, no problem whatsoever, completely safe. And
all
another
right.
good thing is that it's got at least a 10-year shelf life. Because I guarantee you, when this really hits the fan, we are not going to be able to get it from the manufacturers. I've been told that.
Well, there's no question that's going to be the case for food storage, for a lot of things.
Everything.
But there's no question. Water filters, it'll be gone instantly or won't be sold, like
yep.
you said. There is some concern. Some people have brought up questions. I'll put it to you. The silver, the metals, because they're nanoparticles penetrating the blood-brain barrier and then seeping into the brain, is this a problem, having the metals in the brain?
Okay. First of all, anybody who says silver is dangerous, first of all, is either a pharmaceutical hack, I call them pharmaceutical whores, excuse me, and hasn't done the
research.
That's
probably accurate.
Merck Manual. This is the Bible of the pharmaceutical cartel, who says that silver is the only known metal that is non-toxic to the human body. Crossing the blood-brain barrier helps with brain infections, this brain-eating amoeba that's in the ocean, people swimming on the East Coast, all up and down the East Coast, all the way down to Florida, into the Gulf of Mexico, and it's not. And if they have a little scratch on their body, it gets in. And you have people dying from this brain amoeba. Silver, there are 75 FDA-approved. I call it the Fatal Drug Association, but for people, if they have a medical background, Well, if it's not FDA approved. There's 75 FDA approved medical devices that are made from silver. If it was toxic, how could they do that? Again, people who come up with these ideas and say, well, silver's toxic, it'll turn you blue, which is called argyria. That's only if you use the large particles and drink, you know, quarts of it. Ours is a nanoparticle. It's got 55 medical studies. It goes into the body, okay, goes into the bloodstream, helps cleanse the organs that cleanse the blood. That's the kidneys and the liver and the spleen. Is excreted outside of the body or out of the body within about 24 to 30 hours. It never builds up. And if you have a brain infection, let me guarantee you, you want the nanoparticle to cross the blood-brain barrier. Silver, what, God created silver? It's dangerous. Please.
Let me ask you.
Speaking from ignorance.
Okay, let me ask you, that's a great answer. Let me ask you, you know, if you're considering going to the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic Ocean or whatever, are you saying that you need to be on silver before you go do that? Maybe.
And you better have the silver gel with you. Anybody who takes a cruise, anybody who goes, even thinks of going into the ocean, okay, if you have a little scratch, and if you get something going on like the flesh-eating bacteria, in that, okay, and we have the 200 part per million silver gel, you get that on it. But yes, you don't want to go anywhere traveling outside the United States without taking the 200 part per million with you, okay? And the 40 part is great everyday use. Spray it in your sinuses. Use it in a nebulizer to cure all lung problems and stuff like that. But see, we're not dealing with things that are like a cold or a flu. We're talking deadly. And the people
okay,
who say,
there's the music.
Like to see your children dying in front of you.
No, we don't want any of that. We're not
we're not
part of that. On a daily basis, this is a maintenance type thing also. It's not just for emergencies, ladies and gentlemen. And you have to get into your system to get yourself up. We're being attacked all over. Glenn, there's the music. God bless you. It went way too fast. Thank you, my friend.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.